Tonight on the show, Ashley's about to have a baby. And because of that, we talked about baby having and boobies and gooches and wieners and stuff. Man, it's a show like you wouldn't believe. I hope you've brought your lunch box and your seatbelt, because you're going to have to buckle in and eat a sandwich while we enjoy this episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 504 for April 2nd, 2020. Gooch Wiener.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings you the latest and greatest and odd and crazy news from all over the planet. We are the show that has climbed out of the primordial ooze. We grew our legs, we shed our tails, we stood upright, and we brought to the masses the news. The oddest, the weirdest, the strangest news we can find somewhere in the depths, maybe down in the Marianas Trench. We dug deep, and when we awoke in the Leviathan, he popped out with his tentacles, and he handed us several newspapers, and he was like, "This is the news! Go give this information to the people!" And we said, "Okay, crazy Leviathan." So that's when he invited me, your host Steven, and the wonderful, the amazing, the incredible, the tremendous, the soon-to-be mom, Ashley, on this journey to tell you all about it. Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Look at that. Gosh, all the cheers. You guys are incredible.
They really like you upside down. So
I know,
that
right?
The best and most LSD trippy thing ever, and I would say that's quarantine, but that's just your brain.
Well, yeah, and maybe some of the LSD, you know? Have you ever eaten a mushroom? Some people do. Kelly cheers with another 250. I've never eaten a mushroom.
I have never had a hallucinogenic.
Do you feel like you're missing out by not having a hallucinogenic? I ask this because this is a world now where we want to do things before we die. And I'm wondering how many people are, like, questioning their moral standards.
So, based on my family history of some mentalness, I made a decision to stay away from the drugs.
Griffin just gave us 1,000. Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Look at you. Look at you. Okay, back to the LSD.
You guys are so cool.
You guys are amazing.
So you can have, and HG will back me up on this. You can have like drug onset issues with some mental.
Adam of Geekheim with 200 cheer. My word. You get extra points if we don't get to finish a thought. I know. We should talk about drugs and turn the cameras upside down more often. This is great. Everybody's like,
wait, have you guys just been? Oh my God, I know what it is. Yay. That'd be falling.
Oh, this pin. If I let it go. Oh. It's defying gravity.
Steven, did that just hit you in the head?
No, it can't, because gravity. It went up. Audio listeners, I'm so sorry, but this is more fun than keeping you entertained. Whee! All right, let's...
Throwing pins up and gravity's making them into
the... Yeah, the gravity is acting differently. Thing. Okay, look at all the good gravy. Cheer after cheer after cheer. Griffin and Kelly and... Oh my gosh. You guys are amazing.
Okay, so what we've learned is you guys like to be upside down
Ace
with LSD.
Chris with 500. Zapho with 420. Oh.
I get that one.
I get it.
I get it.
Hallelujah. Holy shit.
This is 100. Wow, everywhere. Okay, so yeah, if you're new to listening to podcasts, this is a Twitch stream as well, and all these little doodads that everyone keeps throwing at us like we're
Look
a couple
at the
strippers.
Unicorn and the little like cuppy cakey thing.
Is this
Those
the part
cool.
where I show my boobs? Is this what you do?
I could because I have a nursing shirt on, so it does this little envelope thing. It's like this little tired. You go, wah, movies.
Is that how you intend to do it? When you're at the hospital and they're like, let's teach you how to teach a baby how to eat. And you're like,
Steven, my nipples. My nipples hurt so bad today. And I'm not talking like fun, squeezy, sexy time nipples, because I'm okay with that.
500 cheer. What the devil are you guys doing? You're amazing.
Yeah, Groove's nipples hurt today too, but I don't know what he was doing.
Adam with another 69. I don't get it. What does that mean?
I like the fun numbers. Are those the only two fun numbers? So, Kelly, everybody's like, oh yeah, it hurts. But like, I'm okay with pinched and squeezed nipples. Like, that's been a staple of my life since I was like 18 and found out what nipple clamps were. But this was like a burning serrated knife, just someone like cutting my areolas off. And I'm like, and so I got pissed off and I went to the back bedroom and I'm like, stop fucking hurting. You listen to me. You are my body. You are my nipples. You will stop hurting. And like, that didn't work.
I can't so I'm imagine.
Like, okay. Like, what's happening? So I started shoving them in the wrong way. And I'm like, you go back where you came from. And that didn't work. And then like, I went and got a heating pad and they felt better. I'm like, what the hell is people,
you were pushing your nipples into your boob to see if they would stop hurting.
Yes,
this is. I like how your brain went to like, this is a logical solution. I'll push them back to whence they came. You get back in there.
Well, like they had hurt for like 45 minutes, and so finally my brain's like, yeah, this isn't normal, and I'm like, son of a bitch, like. Stop! I don't know what it was doing.
TV's Travis just continued the gift sub they got last month from Adam of Keekheim. Thank you, TV's Travis, for your sub. That's awesome. So
all
I don't
fun rainbow stuff.
I need help with my life in quarantine, Smash. I brought this up on Staring at Goats yesterday, but over the course of like the last 3 or 4 months, like let's say Christmas forward. Forward. I think I've gained like 25 pounds. I'm at the heaviest I've ever been, and I want to fix that. So I need support from the Legion to make sure that I do something with my life instead of eating 7 tacos like I did at dinner tonight, because they were a delicious stop. These are not apples and apples we're comparing here, okay? This is apples and oranges, and you know what I mean. So anyway, I need to get back to where
you
I was.
You can breastfeed. That apparently helps.
Well, apparently I'm going to start doing that because my boobs keep getting bigger, and I don't know why. When I run now, more of my body moves, and I want that to go back to what it was before.
Wait, okay. So do your thighs rub?
My thighs have always rubbed. It's because I stand I need to go ride more horses, you know?
I feel like if you were a dude, it would be worse for your thighs to rub than a girl, because I feel like your dongy dong would get in the way.
Your junk like, does not like hang in the middle
like
of your
this,
legs.
But like, oh my god, it smushed my wiener!
You and Stephanie both think that wieners come out the bottom, like the gooch area. Like, wieners just drop out. Just drop out from directly underneath you, and you just have to like avoid them all day as you walk. They're hanging out front. It's more frontal than it is under. It's not the same thing.
I love it. Like every dude in the chat was like, "That's no, that's aw."
It's not the way it works. It's not the same thing.
Well, what about your nuts?
The nuts are still more out front than they are underneath. You know, they're like.
I guess most of the time when I see nuts, they're on an incline or a recline.
They're relaxing in an office chair.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Were you on a meeting?
Blowjob the other day while he was on a meeting. He was like, he kept pushing me away. He's like, "No, honey." I'm like, "Are you on video?" He's like, "No." Stop! You can't. Like, every guy dreams of this.
Jacob, when someone asks if you want a BJ, you say yes! What is wrong with you?
Apparently it was some, like, important, like, COVID-19 testing that they were talking about, and...
There was some sort of muckety muck on the phone, and you can't just can't have that. Jacob, WTF is wrong with you?
That's what I said. I'm just like, this is going to happen, and I'm just going to catch you off guard one day, and you can't fight because you won't be able to mute yourself.
What, like he's asleep or something? That sounds very rapey. You're not going to be able to fight. You're not going to see it coming. I'm going to get what I want.
I mean, there are occasions where he wakes up and he's like, well, hello.
That one's mostly for show. That one doesn't really work. It does the job, but it doesn't really do what it's supposed to. It's a vanity plate. Like when you...
I like how he's getting yelled at right now. Jacob's like, I'm not in that.
He's out smoking his cigar, just going, Ashley, what are you talking about? Better get this out of your system before I have a kid. And they make you think about yourself.
Well, that kid's not going to be able to understand English for like a year, right?
So... That is true. That is very true. That is very true. One thing they also won't be able to understand is the factoid of the week. Microscopic pollen grains that carry a certain type of protein are typically the cause of allergic reactions. Immune system cells, called B cells, produce antibodies in reaction to the pollen. This overproduction of antibodies leads to the activation of other white blood cells, such as basophils and mast cells, and these cells produce histamine, which dilates blood vessels and results in allergy symptoms. That was more than I expected to learn today.
Sub and I already know this because we watched an anime called... Shit. Sub, well, what's that anime
exciting.
Called?
That's a very great anime. I've heard of that one. It's most of them, actually, the subtitle. For those.
It's going to bug me. It's Cells at Work. Cells at Work!
That's an anime?
Yeah. Yes.
The animes
it's really
are weird.
Cute.
It's like, so I watched Attack on Titan once with somebody. Was it you who watched that? And like the naked maybe. People were like stepping on buildings and there are people with grappling hooks everywhere. I have never been
really
more confused in my life. And then it's like they've got like no face, but they just like ballless crotches wandered around stepping on things.
They have faces. They just don't have nuts or tatas.
Nothing made sense. Nothing made sense. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. What's important is we found out this week that Sam is not allergic to pollen. He had an allergy test. Did you know they could do that with your blood? They could take blood and tell what you're allergic to? Madness.
So what's he allergic to then?
Cats. Bad cats. Cats all up in the house. You know what he's not allergic to, much to my chagrin? Dogs. So it means the continual attack on me to get a dog will keep going. It doesn't stop anymore. Like, guess what? He's not allergic. I was like, what? Dogs. We can get a dog now. Like, no, we can't. Yeah, we can. No, we can't. No, we're not. Not as long as I have air in my lungs. There will not be a dog.
You will be walking that dog, and no one else will be walking that dog.
Right.
You will be all alone.
Thank you. I will be all alone. I was like, when that dog throws up all over the floor, guess who's going to be getting it up? Guess who's going to be trying to rush the dog out the door? No. No dog. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. No dog.
I love how it's very polarized. You're like, yeah, get a dog. And everybody else is like, don't get a dog. No, don't get, no.
Get a friend with a dog.
Steven and I really like animals. We're like, they're awesome and they're cute and they lift your mood. But the second you introduce responsibility, Steve and I are like,
do not want. There was a cat, there was a bunny, there was a rabbit out in the backyard. I freaked out like a 3-year-old. I was like, a bunny, a bunny, a bunny, a bunny. Look at it go. You put that bunny in my house in a crate with straw. Screw that bunny. F that bunny. Let that bunny go. Yeah, I'm going to eat that bunny. I don't give a crap. Like, okay, so we've been through this before on the show. It's not that I don't love animals. I think animals are great. I think they're wonderful. I think they're precious. I like to pet them. I don't want one. I am incapable of forming emotional bonds with animals. They are work. They stay work. I just now formed an emotional bond with Sam because he stopped being work and he's a human now.
Like because he has opinions and shiz.
Yeah, I like talking to things. I don't like things that are just like, I'll do whatever, blah, 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 blah. And it's fine. I get it. I get it. Dog people are dog people. I love you, dog people. I love that you like dogs. I love that you love dogs. I love that you treat your dogs and put them in bow ties and sit them at the dinner table. That's just not me. and that's okay.
I like getting my friend Rat just sent me a picture and a video of her cat. I'm like, that's the best thing ever, because I don't have to feed it. I don't have to listen to it meow at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to clean up cat puke. I don't have to take it to the vet and shoot it in the face later.
Right. You know, it doesn't get old before you do. You know, there's all kinds of pros to not having one. I mean, my parents who have a dog, they're both like, don't get one. Don't get one. Don't you do it. And I'm like, I'm not planning on it. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll be here to help you. Have you seen Tiger King yet? Have you started watching that?
No, I haven't. I'm just so scared to go down that rabbit hole. I'm just so scared. The world is crazy enough without having watched it. Do I need to? That's what Hammer Dwarf said. Tiger King is like watching a train wreck into a dumpster fire. I just don't know if I can handle it.
Somebody, one of the late night hosts said, gosh, the pineapple is dissolving the back of my throat, said it was like watching meth smoke itself. And I don't know that I disagree with that.
That's kind of the thing. That's where I'm at. And I've heard people watch like a little bit of it, and the animal treatment is quite poor, which, funny enough, after having this conversation just now, you would think I'd be like, well, I don't really care. But I do, because I care about animals and their well-being. I just don't want them to live in my house. So it's hard to watch.
That's the least of your worries while you're watching. It's just, we can only watch one episode a day, because it's just, you have to sit there and go,
is this real life?
Yeah, it's you. I mean, you just sit there in silence to digest what you've seen, because it's a lot. But I also feel like I don't know how I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, like how would you not heard of it before? But I mean, hey, if it's your thing, great. Maybe we'll watch it and come up with it. Right now, like, I'm still chugging through The Office. We watch Better Call Saul, which is continuing to prove to be one of the greatest written shows I've ever seen. And I've got those things right now.
How druggy is that one?
It's not druggy. Like, there's a little bit of druggy because there's cartel involvement, but it's not like they're making drugs and selling them. It's not.
Would I get it not having watched the druggy one?
So there are characters in it, and there are moments in it that play back to it, but the characters themselves stand on their own. Like, it's very much, the only thing you really need to know going in is that there was, well, I don't want to, no, well, if you're not going to watch Breaking Bad, most people who will care about Breaking Bad have watched Breaking Bad. Saul has to get disappeared at the end of Breaking Bad. So there's a lot of little vignettes of him in his disappeared life, where he's been given a new identity where he is. But then it calls back to his previous days before Breaking Bad, when he was just a regular lawyer trying to get going. It's great. It's wonderful. It's so well written. It's a joy to watch. It's great.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about the, what was it called? The blue pills? The
Breaking Bad?
The drug pills.
Blue meth?
Yes, that. You've.
Yeah.
Yes.
Five episodes.
I mean, I've heard it was fantastic.
Yeah.
But I can't do it.
Yeah, five episodes, you got to get into that one before it starts to hook you. It's got to get its fangs in you, and then it just goes nuts from there. Anyway, speaking of nuts, let's do some news. World news! This, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, is a follow-up, and our wonderful producer Jacob knows how to get them. He knows how to not only remember what stories we've done, how to link them to stories we're doing today, because me and Ashley don't remember this show. Like, Stephanie will ask me about what stories we did the minute I walk downstairs after this, and I'll be like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Was there a podcast?
Like, I was talking to my friends. I don't...
Yeah, I was hanging out with my buddies. We say stuff. So the lead story back in, what was this, episode 473, Raining Tacos, the lead story was Instagrammers are swarming this turquoise lake and it's actually a toxic dump.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I vaguely remember it.
It was pretty. It was pretty. And they were all, like, irrigating. Irradiating themselves.
They're all irritating themselves. Iterating. They were all doing things over and over again and getting slightly better. Police dump black dye in a blue lagoon to discourage Instagram selfies. Oh, that's kind of sad. In the age of social distancing due to the coronavirus, authorities in England have dumped black dye into a picturesque bright blue lagoon to stop Instagrammers from gathering to snap pictures. I like that they don't call it influencers. That makes me smile.
Instagrammer.
You're not an influencer. You're just someone who takes pictures of yourself doing things.
In Tommy jeans.
Tommy jeans. The Derbyshire police said Wednesday that despite instructions by officials in the UK to stay home to slow the spread of COVID-19, people were still congregating at a former quarry known as the Blue Lagoon in Harper Hill, located near Buxton. No doubt this is due to the...
wedding pictures! Wedding effing pictures! You're an idiot!
I mean, it's pretty. You know, that's the way it is. No doubt this is due to the picturesque location and the lovely weather for once in Buxton, police said on Facebook. Police and Facebook. We've been through this before. Stop it. However, the location is dangerous and this type of gathering is in contravention of the current instruction of the UK government. It's not the first time that officers had to add dye to the water to keep people away. While it may resemble something from a travel magazine, the water in the abandoned quarry gets its color from caustic chemicals in the quarry stone that cause skin irritations. In addition to the high pH levels, the water reportedly is very cold and has trash and dead animals in it. Derbyshire police said adding dye is a regular tactic done in partnership with the High Peak Borough Council and Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Service to keep crowds away from the glimmering waters. It's still pretty. I don't care what they put in there. Like, let's look at this thing. Oh, it's a Fox News story.
I always thought not to take pictures of myself and send them to people. I mean, there's no pictures of the black dye, so I'm sad.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's right here. It's down at the bottom. That's the black dye. That's what I'm saying. It actually still looks kind of pretty. Like, it's still rather picturesque.
Oh, it looks like a squid pooped in it. I didn't see that picture. Well, yeah. Oh, that was the... I clicked on the wrong one.
Squid poop. That's what it is. It's the squid pooping. By the way, this is Fox News. Let's just go ahead and see if Fox News Channel has any nudity on the front page. Let's see. We'll go down through entertainment here. There's a lot of virus stuff right now, so it's probably toned down.
There's Boris Johnson. That's definitely not boobs.
Hobby Lobby's in hot water. Aha! Why? Bella Hadid ditches bra in series of quarantine snaps amid coronavirus crisis. Bam! I told you, Fox News covers their page and all this stuff, and then they always have the one talking about boobs. There's always a boob on Fox News website in some form or another. Caught it. That's live on the air. You guys saw that just happen. Bam! You're welcome.
I didn't get the boobs. I got, what was that Anna Nicole Smith chick? There was one about her daughter.
Oh, you got one of those?
Coconut oil fungus.
Oh, good. Yeah, see, I don't even know who Bella Habib is, but they do. So they were like,
she's
look.
She's a model.
She's not wearing a bra today. Ha. You're not going to find that on a reputable news site, are you? Nope. You're going to find it where the old
nobody's
gray hair.
Nobody's wearing a bra today because they're all quarantining.
They're all at home. They're like, my tatas are free.
That's all of the moms from the centering group. They're like, I don't have to leave, so I just walk around with the boobs out because they need it.
They need the freedom. That's good. You got to have those like those gel pads for the nips. Nip gel pads.
I got this thing called a tit kit.
Oh, good. That's great.
And it's got like heated things in it that you stick onto your ninnies.
You must walk around with. If you have to have a lot of pain and awkwardness involved in having a baby and nipples, you might as well make it fun, right?
Yeah, have a tit kit. I'm just like, cause the lactation consultants, like every single one that we've talked to, like, it should not hurt. Your nipples do not have to toughen up. If it hurts or if your nipples need to toughen up, you're doing something wrong. The baby's not latching correctly. There should be no pain. I'm like, who do I believe?
I don't know, because I've heard from way more moms that that's just a thing. You know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And I'm just wondering if it's just because we don't have the information. Hammer, that was good.
Well, we spent 50 years believing better living through chemistry and nobody breastfed their children, so nobody knows how to do any of it. It's just brand new. Everybody got bottle fed from like 1978 to 1994. And then
separated the babies like from the, like you just immediately took them away.
Yeah, and then like only hippie moms were breastfeeding then. It's like, what, you're gonna let them latch your boobs? How barbaric.
Yeah. Seriously, you know? I mean that's what savages do.
Sketchy. Don't do that. Blah blah blah. These are babies are meant to drink from bottles like God intended. Letting a child see your breasts. What's wrong with you?
the amount of good stuff that it does for both mom and baby, like the skin on skin contact, I'm just like, how is this a thing? Like, what is the science behind? Like, what I really am fascinated to know, that because it, like, it apparently statistically, like, the babies have less issues with colic and less issues with stomach stuff. And I'm like, is it just like the microorganisms on your skin being transferred to baby? Like, I don't know how
any of it works. They even say, like, kids have less social separation anxiety when they have more skin-on-skin contact. I was like, that doesn't make any sense, y'all. How does that work? Like, are they absorbing my power? But like, is this how it works?
Because they talk about, like, pheromones and like, the baby recognizes mommy scent because he's been, you know, all up in your vagina for the last 9 months, because that's how babies work.
They've been all hanging out up there, playing cards,
playing Tenacious D.
Checkers by themselves. Oh, they're talking about, so there's still, which websites have the most boobies on them? CNN has a picture of Jack Black doing his dance from TikTok. And he's like, see, they do it too. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then Kelly went to MSNBC and scrolled and can't find any boobies or boobie stories. And you
I
could say
if it has to do with, like, the cookies on
do. No, it has everything to do with it being a site run targeting older white men. Older, and the funny thing is, it's supposed to be the conservative website with all the Christian Ben stuff, and they go there and all you see is boobs. I'm like, okay, I don't need to get into it. It's enough to make me bust a blood vessel. I can't handle it. But what I can handle is small town news. Safe, but wait, this Belichick, maybe somebody I need to learn more about.
I was laughing at that, and then an ace about there could be only one. I'm like, that's good. Oh, this is the best thing for me to get. Medical fetish site donates entire stock of scrubs after being contacted by desperate health officials.
That's not your story, Smash. Your story is above that story. But it's okay. I mean, that
where?
Was it's right under the pictures of the ocean or pictures of the lake. That's where small town news is.
Never mind. Well, I saw the lake.
Spoiler
picture
alert. Spoiler so alert. I want the story about the sex products.
I thought Jake. I was like, Jacob gave me Ann Ashford's virtual town hall delayed by person posting porn during video chat.
This is bound to happen more. This is, wait, someone is going to share their browser and there's going to be a Pornhub tab in the top and they're going to forget about it. And it's going to be amazing. And it's going to happen. And somebody's going to be like, "Ooh, look at you working from home. Do you have pants on?" Nope. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Oh. I wonder how, because they've like released statistics now about how it's like 1 in 4 of inappropriate stuff behind people. And
oh yeah people trying to engage their significant other in sexual acts while they're on a conference call, those kinds of things.
Look, I made sure that there was no video, okay? Because Jacob's now like, they all switched to Zoom and he's just sitting in here and I'm like, can I get to my computer please, baby? No, okay, I'll go stay outside then. Goodbye.
We did not have Landon's naked wife. There was no pants, but it was nobody knew.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody knew.
That is one thing I'm very cognizant of, because I know there's a camera.
Yeah.
So I make sure. I used to have a little sticky note over it, but Jacob took it off.
Yeah, he trusts technology. Go ahead.
Yeah, he trusts the technology when I do not. This is funny. The cameras I don't trust. Trushed. I'm Trump.
Now you're Sean Connery. I've never trusted cameras.
I always wonder when like older people are talking like that and they drop their eshes if their dentures slipped.
I'm going to do it when I get old enough to get away with it. I'm just going to start
when you
saying
get
like,
are you going to have dentures?
Stop it, Stephanie. Probably. Don't all old people get dentures? Isn't that just the way of life? Like, don't your teeth just fall out? Like,
mom
my grandpa
doesn't. Moms
did.
Are like screwed into the top of her head.
Yeah, but like, those are expensive. Dentures are not. I mean, I guess they could.
Yeah, but in order for your dentures to actually fit, like they, what they want to happen is for your gums to like dry down, basically.
Yeah.
So you go without teeth for at least 6 months.
Yeah, it's real gross. And then they give you your dentures, which your dentures are made by the inmate system. So inmates make your dentures, and you get them from them. Not to say that's really anything wrong with that, because they also stamp license plates. It's really fascinating. You should look into things they do with inmate labor. Some of it's okay. Real, some of it's less than okay.
That we basically have slave labor.
Florida puts their inmates to work. There's inmate work crews on every highway in Florida all day.
Do they get paid for it?
Yeah, they get paid for it. It is significantly like less than you would get paid for it. It's like $1 an hour or something, and it's a privilege. Like when I worked at the Department of Corrections, we had, I mean, the inmates would come in and they would they did the garbage every day. They painted, they cleaned the bathrooms, they took care of, they washed certain cars. Actually, I think the secretary of DOC got in trouble for that and it went to prison. But they washed cars for a while till they didn't. Pretty fascinating stuff.
I struggle with that so much because, like, it's great that you can set up a system where when you get out of prison, you know, after you're rehabilitated, because we're real concerned with rehabilitating people, not just punishing them, that
yeah,
you have a couple bucks to your name, right? However, they don't get paid enough to have a couple bucks to their name. And also, if you've got people washing your cars, I mean, and like the prison system profits off of it too. And I'm like, guys. Whatever.
So I worked there with a lot of really great human beings, and recidivism was something that they thought they leave and they come back. Like, we wanted to not have any of that. Like, there's a real effort to re-educate and help and get people not to come back to the prison system. That's really important, and they try really hard. A lot of good hard working folks in that place. Now, those prison for profit places, we had like four of those we had to support. Those places can die in a fire. I hated working with them. It was a nightmare because it's like they couldn't have official access to state stuff, so they had to have their own like special equipment that you had to deal with. It was just annoying. Anyway, welcome to Inside the Prison System with Stephen and Ashley. Back to the porno.
There's... Okay. It'll be good. Omaha congressional candidate Ann Ashford halted her virtual town hall meeting after it was interrupted by someone posting porn. Most local campaigns are shifting their events online because of concerns about the novel coronavirus. Just call it COVID-19. Like, that's...
Well, they're going to have a bunch of idiots, like, going boycotting Barnes & Noble. This novel coronavirus is out there.
That took me 20 minutes to get. I'm like, why? Because they can't read?
It's in your books.
Jeez, Stephen.
The novel coronavirus is how we get it. Too many people are reading. We must stop them.
Oh my God. There needs to be an actual novel called Coronavirus, and it can be called the novel coronavirus.
Coronavirus, a novel.
Novel Coronavirus, a novel by Coronavirus. Ashford was about to open her town hall to questions on the video chat service Zoom. Zoom's been getting blasted.
Yeah,
when someone
have.
Logged in and started posting explicit images. It was a Russian name, said Eric Aspengren.
Yeah, with his German name.
That just reminds me of Colorado. We shut it down immediately because we didn't know what was going on. You know, that's what you do. The campaign does not know whether they were hacked or trolled by a supporter or political opponent. They're looking at their settings to see if restrictions can be placed on what people post in the future. The town hall event will be rescheduled. Ashford said in a statement, it's disgusting that anyone attempt to interfere with our democratic process like this. Have you lived in this country for the last 20 years, woman?
What? They do that. That's what they do. They try to interfere in the democratic process. This is not news. It's like the virus transfers asymptomatically from person to person. Also not news. Georgia governor with his head up his butt for the last 2 months. This is not new. The fact that you want to pretend it's new is insane. And I don't know how you have a job. Anyway, I don't know. You shouldn't put porn on your Zoom.
I am. There's like a chick that's going around crashing the crashing the Zoom like school lectures. She's going in and basically raiding them. I'm like, yeah, that's gonna happen. Yeah. Okay, so this is the thing. Jacob and I were talking about this at breakfast today because this is our breakfast conversations. But like, so the people in the administration that, from all intents and purposes, looks like they sold off stock via insider trading. I don't know that anything's going to happen to them.
Nah, probably not.
And it's awful. Like, great, give them due process, but look into it, right? Like, look into it a little bit.
Illegal for them till 2012, and then it became illegal for them, which is enough to melt your brain as it is. Like, wait a minute, they could insider trade before that? Like, that was the thing. And what makes the optics even worse is that one of the dudes in trouble for it is one of the three that voted against the rule that said they can't do it. And I'm like, this looks bad for you. But it won't hurt him. He'll be fine. He'll be like, yeah, my wife like, sold that on a whim. Oh, okay.
$18 million worth of stock. I mean, she didn't make that much just because of how it works, but like you still sold off, like companies lost. I don't know. I'm struggling with watching what's happening right now. And we're all just going, man, I mean, we're doing what I'm doing. If even that, and we're just going, holy crap, somebody should do something.
What do you
like,
do?
At what
though?
Point do we become the somebodies?
What do you do? Do you grab your pitchfork and march up to Capitol Hill and demand Richard Burr's head on a pike? Because you're a constituent
6 feet away from your fellow pitchfork.
Yes. Yeah, everybody has to hold a stick between you and the other person. 6 foot space.
A pitchfork sideways and a pitchfork up and down.
Yeah, we're gonna grid the we're gonna Nova Corps this junk. We're gonna walk in like just if enough of us march forward, we'll just be a giant net and we'll have them all. Yeah, I don't know what to do about it. I know that he thinks he's invincible because he's all like whatever. Here, DOJ, investigate me. And they're like, oh, you've been such a good friend for 30 years. Whatever, you're
That's
fine.
That's the thing, like, you have to have so much money to step foot in the political realm or be backed by an organization or, like, a super PAC or something with so much money, which yeah. is...
Well, it's like, what they'll do is they shove a barbecue spit up Martha Stewart's vagina and, like, parade right. her around the United States going, look at what this one has done. And then they do it, and it's like, whatever. We, you know, it's fine. We chastise that lady. A lady who gets a tip, like, a day before, and it's like, ah, I'm a panic because I'm a person. I'm a person who right. knows things. I can't just watch my money disappear. It's just, it's all insanity. I don't even know how it works. And it's all pretend. This is all pretend. Do you know what your money is? It's a digit in an account somewhere. And the economy is just a pretend thing that we just keep throwing stuff at. None of this is real, you guys. It's like the Matrix. We're just playing around and stuff. You know what's real? Your experiences every day with your family and friends. That's real. Your house is pretty real. But, like, this whole, like, macroeconomics thing, I don't even get it. I don't even know what it means. Nobody does. If it were to go away today, you could still plant a vegetable and it would grow. I don't know where I'm going with that other than just think.
I was just like, I feel like we need to watch, what is it, Die Hard 4, where they have the fire sale?
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know. Hammer, it was fine to a point.
For the insight, no, he threw a helicopter at a motorcycle, except vice versa, because one flies and one doesn't.
It was watchable. Thank you. Travis is right. That one was watchable. The one after that was just like a train wreck. Where
the first one and the third one were money.
I love the third one, man. I love the third one.
The second one and the fourth one were not money. Was there a fifth one?
I think so. Yeah, Die Hard with he found it. He had a son all of a sudden that we'd never heard of. And all
they were in
Russia.
Kids
and then it became Bruce Willis flannel shirt era. That was it. Yeah, fifth one was hot garbage. That's true.
Okay, I don't. Yeah, I think the fourth and the fourth one lost me a lot, and the fifth one I'm just like, why am I here? This is stupid.
I should leave. this movie.
Yeah.
I really
like
that.
That's when I realized that things that I liked were being exploited for my monies, and I got sad.
Bruce Willis wanted a check, man. He's got to make
some
money.
I don't blame him. Somebody somebody okayed that, and he's just like, all right.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I was wondering is because you can't film right now because you can't have a crew and the actors all around each other. So,
oh, yeah. We're not going to get any movies for a while. They delayed The Last of Us 2 indefinitely. It was supposed to come out in May. And it's the thing about it is it's a total money grab because the producers of that game have been saying for at least 2 months that the game was done. Like, Goldmaster done, and they delayed it. Like a bunch of buttholes. Like, everybody needs video games. The World Health Organization, which not less than a year ago was saying, oh, video games are a mental disorder, are now saying you should totes play video games while you're on quarantine. It's good for you. And I'm like, wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. What, are they bad or are they good? If we all come out of here trying to kill each other, we'll know that video games cause violent behavior. We'll have it
pegged.
Well,
I mean, that's people are joking about. I guess, like, some of the nurses are already talking about, like, the midwives are already talking about the baby boom that's about to happen because everybody's locked in together. But in the same breath, we were talking about the divorce rate is probably going to go up. So you're going to end up with, like, more kids, but more divorced families. And I'm like, I just glad I like my husband.
Yeah, I like my family a lot. I'm good being here. We're fine. We're happy. But yeah, there's going to be plague babies. They'll be, we'll call them the plague boomers. Just people just banging it out because they got nothing else to do. And they can't go buy condoms because they're all gone. And the birth control pills are hard to come by because pharmacies. And you got to go out in public. So plaguers. Many reasons. Plaguers. Okay, plaguer. That's 100 years from now.
I feel like the women that aren't going to be able to go back on birth control are going to be like, oh my God, why do I feel good? And why am I like waking up early? And why do I suddenly feel attached to people? And they'd be like, look, just F birth control pills, like F them right up the butt. Like they're great for what they do for when you need them, but they are awful, horrible, need to be reevaluated, shitty things that F you up as a woman. Just hate them. And I hate that they're not discussed. It's just like, oh, you don't want to get pregnant? You want to go fuck everybody? Okay, I'll give you a pill.
Everybody,
it's a magic pill. Your hair won't fall out. You won't get cystic acne. Like you won't have pregnancy problems, ladies. But right, fuck you.
This is the best. Is this what the doctor said? Are you gonna go out? You just want to go out and bang everybody?
She,
okay.
That bitch told me I would die of MF and cancer if I did not go on a birth control when I was 17 years old. She's like, you don't have your period, and you could die. And I'm like, oh shit, okay. I didn't think it was a problem because I was 17 and I didn't have a period. I'm like, yeah, winning. But it was just because I played freaking sports and I rode horses. Like, and I had PCOS, but you know, let's not look into that. Let's just give me birth control for 20 effing years and have it wreak havoc on my body and never discuss it with me. I hope you die.
Is this the same doctor's office that told you your gallbladder stones were gas?
I swear to God, if I met that piece of shit during the plague, I would shoot him in the nuts, watch him bleed out, and then I would infect him with COVID, set him on fire, and shit down his throat. I hope he dies. Oh, I just... God, what an asshole. What a flaming, psychotic, histrionic, self-defecating upon asshole. I hate that man so much. Tell me to eat fucking fiber. I'll fucking fiber you, you bastard. Like, just give me a freaking, like, just check. Just check if I'm symptomatic. Check symptomatic. Just look into it.
Okay. Got that gallbladder removed, did you?
A year and an effing half later after staying up every night 13 hours crying in pain.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Ashley, that's
amazing.
I hate
West Virginia doctors. I hate them.
Hey, we got your parents out of there, though, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. It was better left untold. as audio listeners, you don't get to experience this. the swear jar. I just killed her. She's dead now. She had to go cough up a lung. I think she choked on a kiwi pineapple. The chat has we have a swear jar for Ashley, and the chat just through that entire tirade has scrolled, and like most of the messages are swear plus plus. So we have a we're gonna. I'll tell you what, we'll be back in just a second with Ashley after she gets her coughs dealt with. About you. Ashley is now back from her coughing fit where she almost died from kiwi pineapple breathing, inhaling. Gosh, that probably felt real bad. Kiwi and pineapple is an intense thing to choke on.
I really want to finish it, but it's still burning in the back of my throat.
It's ruined now. News better left untold. Medical fetish site donates entire stock of scrubs after being contacted by desperate health officials. Medical fetish. This is like when you get intubated by your significant other because you're really into it. Like, is that what they do?
I have watched some medical fetish porn.
And what
and
did
I
your
did
research
not get into any of it?
Your research did not bring you to be like, I would also like to try a bone saw.
So the Wartenberg pinwheel. That's cool. I'm like that's the only like medical fetish stuff that I like. But like,
what's a Wartenberg pinwheel?
It's actually okay. I have to.
If I Google this, am I going to get in trouble?
No. They actually use that for.
It's a pokey item. It gets pokey.
So one of the things that people will do is run a tube down the side of the handle of it and like pump out warm water. So if you've blindfolded or have your eyes closed, it can feel like you're being cut because your body interprets the signals as and it feels like Ace is like anyway. Some of the stuff is pretty cool, and by some of the stuff, I mean, like, the pinwheel, and that's about it. But there's, like, enemies.
Oh, God!
Okay.
No! God, please, no! No!
What you're doing is wrong. It feels like you're being cut, which is pleasurable. Yes!
No, that's just, like, a prank on each other.
I understand. It looks like it's something you just, you know... It looks like a spur for a cowboy. Looks like you strap it to the back of your boot and you just go to town. So now the world knows more about it. Let's talk more about medical fetishes, shall we? A fetish company in the UK has donated its entire stock of disposable scrubs to a hospital after being contacted by desperate health officials. MedFet UK said it had been contacted by the National Health Service representatives from across the country who were trying to procure basic protective equipment and clothing for health workers tackling the coronavirus pandemic. The company didn't identify the hospital where it sent the scrubs that it had, but said it was located in the south of England. MedFet UK added it was scandalous and that it was being sought out as a last resort supplier for the NHS during a crisis, adding that the claims from politicians that health workers were getting what they needed to what this is actually Google Docs has even flagged this as a poor sentence. What
are
they
you serious?
Needed were not true. Yeah, somebody just copy edited poorly. Writing about the donation on Twitter on Friday, MedFet UK said, "Today we donated our entire stock of disposable scrubs to an NHS hospital. It was just a few sets because we don't carry large stocks, but they were desperate, so we sent them free of charge." Hey, that's karma. Company karma. It's going to get some more MedFet people coming to MedFet UK because they got good hearts. In the follow-up tweets, the company added, "When you see someone from the government saying the NHS is getting what it needs, that is a lie. We have been contacted this week by representatives of NHS procurement all over the country trying to source basic protective equipment and clothing." I have thoughts. Like, what? Okay, we don't have any stuff that we can give people. According to anywhere, there's just not enough protective equipment. How are these celebrities throwing money at the problem and finding medical stuff. Like, Schwarzenegger's like, I just bought $1 million in ventilators I'm going to send out. I'm like, is there a finite or is there not a finite amount of these things? And where are they? And why are celebrities able to just buy them and send them places? Is there some sort of black market ventilator shop that these people are getting them from? And why does Elon Musk get to talk about every time there's a disaster, does he get on Twitter and say, I'm about to solve this, watch me, and then end up calling people pedophiles and then buying the wrong machine? Because apparently the things he bought weren't ventilators, they were BPAP machines. And the last time he tried to help a major... I don't know, but it's not a ventilator. But the last time he tried to help people, it was a submarine to the kids tucked in the cave in Thailand, and everybody was like, the submarine's not going to work because you don't understand the caves, and he called the guy a pedophile. Elon Musk wants to look like he's helping, but I'm not sure he really knows how to help. It just seems like a thing that a rich person should do, so he does it. Anyway, less about him, more about, like, where are, like, people buying these things everywhere? How are you getting them? How are... Like, okay, I'll call up Arnold real quick and get the answer.
Well, Jacob actually talked about, like, they decommission ventilators after they stop working or they're so old. And so we had a discussion about the government sent a bunch of non-functional ventilators to a hospital to, like, you know, get it to work. So maybe they're doing that?
That maybe. Maybe say they're pulling in stuff from, like, a backlog of... I mean, I know the government's got equipment sitting around they've never used. Everybody knows they've got warehouses full of stuff. I mean, we've all watched Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. That whole place is probably full of ventilators and the Ark of the Covenant. That's
Did you say
what's
CPAP or CBAP?
BPAP. Yeah, there's BPAP. That's what I saw. Now, unless somebody typoed it, but it looks like there's a website talking about BPAP. I think they're wrong. I think they mean CPAP. Actually,
yeah, I was gonna say I know what a CPAP is because my dad sleeps with. That's
okay.
Not a ventilator.
Well, hold on. It says this CPAP machine is similar to the BPAP machines procured by Tesla. So there's a BPAP, but it's a non-invasive ventilator like a CPAP machine. But that's what Elon Musk bought. He said we procured 1,255 ventilators from China, but that's not what they were. They're CPAP machine. $10 says. Elon Musk comes out tomorrow and says, no, they're not ventilators now, but when my engineers get them, they'll be turned into ventilators. Duh. Isn't that what everyone is doing? So, yeah, he'll spin it. Like, he'll figure it out. He's really not as charismatic as you want to believe.
Is this local? Like, local? Life science firm backs BPAP machines to ease ventilator shortage.
See? Like, I told you.
It's Morrisville. Like, that's right next door to us.
Over there?
Yeah.
You can throw a rock and hit it. Oh, wow. How about that?
I think. It doesn't say North Carolina. It just says Morrisville, and there's only one, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what it is. So, I can imagine any machine designed to push air through with a certain level of humidity could be turned into some sort of breathing apparatus. It's just not designed that way.
They have the ability to delay or obviate the need for mechanical ventilation when with intubation. So they can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's neat. I mean, hey, maybe I was about to harsh on Elon Musk and he's like, sit down, fool. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Maybe they know something we don't because I'm like, nope, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that is our Morrisville.
Well, how about that? Good on you, old Morrisville. You can do it. Got a great theater over there. And it's the closest B-dubs. No, that's really good. Well done. The thing about the ventilators, though, we have a nurse friend we know, and she was actually saying the concern isn't the amount of ventilators. She said the concern is the training on the ventilators. Because she's like, I've never used a ventilator. I've never hooked anybody up to a ventilator before. And she asked her head nurse, what are we going to do like if we have to ventilate people who've never done it? She's like, on-the-job training, baby. And I'm like, oh, snap. That's not good.
All of the staff at the place I went to today were wearing masks and gloves, which was different than last week. So one of them had on a Batman keychain thing and a Batman ID card. So obviously we bonded and started talking about how much cooler
Batman
is than Superman. I was like, my brother-in-law likes Superman. But so she actually said she ordered a Batman mask from Etsy. And I'm like, those don't help though. That's not.
Yeah, oh, the homemade ones. They're better than nothing, but no, they're not. They're just a slight barrier at best.
You know? Like that's just. I mean, okay, if someone has cold, maybe you won't catch it if they sneeze in your face, but.
Yeah, but you guys were doing asbestos. Protecting you. You guys were doing asbestos abatement, and asbestos is larger than a virus, obviously, by leaps and bounds. And you still needed an N95 to block the asbestos, So if that tells you anything, the viruses are real, real small, and the threads on your homemade mask are not going to protect from that. I'm no scientist. But it seems to me, if they're saying wear an N95, you probably need an N95. But that being said, too, it's not the end of the world to wear something. They're probably going to recommend that. And Octopox is a homemade keep you from touching your face. Maybe it might be more likely you touch your face
more
because you're adjusting it.
Yeah, you're constantly adjusting. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's still. I mean, I'm not saying don't do it or that it can't be helpful. It's probably more.
I just
helpful.
Feel like it would give you a false sense and the people around you a false sense of security, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, and that you. We've heard for years that it was better for sick people to wear them than for healthy people to wear them because sick people it's to keep the droplets from getting out
right.
of their face.
Yeah.
But not necessarily to keep you from breathing them in. So better for sick to wear them. These things have been a staple in China since SARS, man. Like, the Asian countries have been wearing masks if they're sick for years. We don't do that.
Because it's a polite, wonderful thing to do because they're not coughing and sneezing and snotting on everybody, right? Like,
yeah.
In Japan, it's really rude to blow your nose in public, so you will just sniff. But, like, if you have a mask on, you're not getting snot everywhere.
Yeah. But still, I mean, like, it's... Here we're just so obsessed with looks and what other people think that we don't do it because we're like, oh, well, I'll look like a weirdo, and then people think that I've got some sort of plague. It's like, well, maybe you do. Maybe we don't want it, and that's okay. Maybe you should make a point if you see somebody with a mask, just to go, thanks for wearing that mask. That was smart. Good on you.
Unless you're hoarding it, and then F you.
Yeah, and then you can eat a butt. WTF. Griff said he started looking for plague doctor masks thanks to staring at goats last night.
Because
we were talking
happy.
About the plague doctor.
I listened to you guys last night while I cleaned a bookshelf. This pineapple just ravaged my throat, man.
I'm so sorry.
It's like, oh, you're using a straw? I'm going to skip your tongue and go straight to your throat. That's what he said.
Sometimes it does that.
A man allegedly teaching his dog to drive was arrested after leading troopers on a high-speed chase. This is from Kelly Lynn Colby.
Thank you for the story, Kelly Lynn Colby. You the best.
Yay. A man was arrested after leading troopers on a high-speed chase with his dog sitting in the truck.
That's great.
Okay. I have thoughts. The man from Lakewood, Washington, hit two cars on separate occasions and failed to stop both times, leading state troopers on a high-speed chase. No major injuries were reported, thank God, because I would go beanbag dude that face his head. He was driving very erratically, so erratically that multiple people called 911. The suspect was driving, quote, absolutely recklessly, and a pursuit ensued at 109 miles per hour. One of the troopers attempted to corner the suspect's car, looked inside, and realized a pit bull was sitting in the driver's seat while the suspect steered. Eventually, troopers were able to use spike strips to end the pursuit. During the arrest, Axman, that's fun, said the suspect gave them one explanation. He was, quote, trying to teach his dog how to drive.
It's perfectly reasonable. Could you see a guy like sit there and be like, what? I was trying to teach my job how to drive. He's going to be a NASCAR racer. That's why I was going 109. I'm going to get him in the number 5 car. He'll be riding next to Kyle Busch.
That's so good. I don't know who that is. I just know that everybody at NASCAR yells butthole.
Tater says, hey, D-Wade, your pit bull know how to drive.
guys are like, you and your NASCAR, that video.
Raise hell, praise Dale, baby.
Literally never been so annoyed at you in my entire life as when you sent that to Jacob. He just walked around the house screaming butthole. I feel like you need to find that video.
Drive fast, turn left. Oh gosh, it's amazing. He can't reach them pedals, but he can steer like hell, I tell you what. Oh, shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake. Oh gosh, I'm dying. I'm dying. My dad went to Daytona or Talladega One. I can't remember. They were in the middle when he was in college. Oh, Lord. Now I know what happened there.
They all got real drunk and yelled butthole. No, what? Did I tell you guys about the video that Steven sent where everybody's running around screaming butt pussy?
Yeah, I think you did. I remember that. And then... Me and Jacob, we bonded. I think the first time Jacob and I ever truly bonded was Mario Kart at your parents' house in Beckley, because we were teaming up, shake and bake, baby. We would push each other over the finish line to beat Ashley and Stephanie.
It was
the greatest thing we've ever done.
Because Jacob was Donkey Kong.
Yep. And I was like, Jacob, you're my best friend for life now, because we played Mario Kart together. You want to be best friends? Let's go upstairs.
Oh my God.
Snake bug beds.
So, can we social distance if, like, I sit on the chair and somebody sits on the floor and somebody else sits on, like, if we're all 6 feet apart but we play Overcooked together?
I don't know that'll happen. I still think that's a bad idea. We're not going over, we're literally not seeing anybody. It's been the suckiest, like, I'm kind of an extrovert. I can introvert when I need to, but I really like people a lot. Like, I like talking to people. This has been tough. Real tough.
Jacob's like, I miss Ashley having other people to annoy the shit out of.
Yeah, I think Stephanie misses me having that as well.
Every time. So I have this thing with Steven where, like, every morning I'm like, so Jacob's in the office again. I can't get to my computer. I don't know what to do.
And I send Ashley pictures of my sink. Yeah, with stuff in it.
Oh God, Jacob! It was last night or this morning. He's like, "Oh, honey, thanks for doing the dishes." And then he sets his cup in the sink, and I'm like,
"Like in the same breath."
You just thanked me for emptying the dishes, and you put the dish in the sink instead of into the empty dishwasher? Why?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was so bad. The guy was charged with reckless endangerment. Blah, 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 blah. As for the dog, Axman said the dog was a very sweet girl and was taken to the animal shelter after her owner was arrested.
Aww.
Yeah, that's sad.
I feel like the police should have just adopted her, you know? Been like, we'll find you a home, sweet puppy.
It already knows how to drive.
A lot of people don't trust a pit bull because they're bred to have muscles and rip your throat out. It's their job.
All dogs are...
It's what they do.
They're wild. Like, dogs are animals, man. Like, one bad day, it'll eat.
Oh, snap. Speaking of one bad day, we're going to ruin your day by ending the show. Oh, tragedy has struck here on the internet, the Orbiting HQ, and we have to turn it off. But hey, I want you to know we love you. We're really pulling for you. Hopefully you'll see me and Ashley out here next week, as long as the new baby isn't here. If the new baby's here and Ashley's like, F children, I do my internet, then she'll be on the show again. But we'll see. I don't know what's gonna happen.
I will be doing the show. I mean, it may be like, hey, I've got a nurse, so
I'm gonna have my boob out, but it'll be fine.
I'll put one of those little covers on and be like, ignore the sucking. It's Jacob.
Oh gosh. That's what he's gonna say on his conference call tomorrow. Throwback.
I see what you did there.
That was good. Awesome. That was good. Hey, but if you enjoyed this, if you had fun, you guys blew up with the cheers. There it is again. Kelly with 200. I don't even know why you guys get these things. But
everybody's
we had...
home, so they've been watching videos on Twitch. Yeah.
So many cheers have been thrown our way tonight. It's just been incredible. I don't even know, is there, where's that activity tracker that you have on this thing? I don't know where it is, or I would be able to tell you how many cheers you actually sent us. But I don't have it, so you won't know. But we know that a bunch of people sent in cheers. We called them out at the beginning of the show as they came in. Thank you so much for that. That monetarily supports us, which is really great. That's huge. Subs do it. Cheer bits do it. Those are great ways to do it. If you don't know what any of that is and you still want to support us, you can go to twodorks.net/tip and PayPal us some cash money. Or you can go to patreon.com/twodorks and that will allow you to set up a recurring payment to toss us a couple bucks for entertaining you a little bit. And now that we've got Staring at Goats in the old cache of podcasts that are happening, you've also got that show to look forward to that we're doing on Wednesday nights. And we're still, that show's still evolving, but I think we're gonna end up with something pretty awesome out of it. So looking forward to that. But yeah,
Kelly, hey, track the cheers.
4,189 cheers. That's how many we could. Lord, you guys. It's insanity.
Did you say 4,819,100 cheers?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's the number.
Okay. I'm like, did I hear that in Ashley or did he actually say that?
No, that's what I said. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve H&H. Ashley is Fate Kills, P-H-A-T-E Kills. Where are people actually finding you now that you've sworn off the internet? Do you still
Discord.
Instagram or anything? Discord.
I am on Discord and that's it.
All right. Two
dorks. People on Discord are wonderful. Everybody else can suck a butt.
We do have quite the community. I love it a lot. Twodorks.net/Discord is where you can go to join the server, get on the community. You can sit on your iPhone, your iPad, your Android device, your laptop, your websites, whatever. However you want to use it, you can use it and talk to us, and it's a really good time. And we'll leave you guys with these words of wisdom from the great Willis Goth Riger, Rieger, Rijal, whatever. He says, like pollen on a honeybee, flattery clings to the thing you tell yourself. I like that. Well done, sir. It's been a wonderful show. You guys are amazing. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye!